Good morning. Today's daf in the Darim is Nun Ches. We are on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We're at the very last line of the Amud, Elamin Ada. So it's from here. So that obviously means we're in the middle of the discussion. Let's back up. Let's go over what we learned yesterday. We're in the seventh parak of the Masechta, and yesterday we had a Mishnah. Mishnah covered more than half of the daf. The Mishnah started on the top of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, goes all the way to the Amud Beis, the Nun Zayin Amud Beis. And one of the comments in the Mishnah is that if I say peros elu, I make an edit that I'm not going to eat these peros and focus on the word elu and these peros. So that means to say that these peros are going to be aser, and so are chilufeim, so are gidulehim. So exchanges that are made with these peros are going to be aser, and growth that comes off these peros are going to be aser as well. Meaning once the neder is made specifically on not just the type, but these particular, so then it's going to have like the status of hektesh, and therefore you're not allowed to get a benefit from neither the principle, nor anything exchanged for it, nor anything that grows from it. Adkan the Divrei HaMishnah, the Mishnah obviously is much longer than that, but as far as we're concerned, so that's the key line from the Mishnah, in which the Gemara then asks the following question. Very simple question the Gemara asks, and that is that you take something, you plant in the ground, it grows. So how do you view the original, and how do you view the growth? In other words, is the growth just simply going to be continuation of the original, or is the growth going to be considered a new entity? Okay, in other words, a growth, a simple question of what is going to be the status of growth. So this question was posed in the beginning of yesterday's Gemara, right? The Gemara gives credit to Yishmael Ish Kfar Yama or Ish Kfar Dima. So Hela Biyada Baso Shikara B'Shvias V'Nata B'Shminis. So the question goes like this. Let's say I have something that was grown, something that grew during the seventh year. So that means to say that the fruit has Kedusha Shvias. And then what I did is I then took it and replanted it in the eighth year. So v'rabu gedula v'likaro. And what we did was we had ribui. In other words, you have new growth. And now, how do we view the gidul? Do we view the growth as something new? In other words, then if we view it as new and separate from the original, from the principle, so now that is eighth year produce is totally fine, or no? Or maybe we're basically going to say that all the growth is just a derivative of the original. The original is usher, so the derivative is also going to be usher as well. And so that's the Gemara. That's the question that was posed by the Gemara. And so the rest of yesterday's daf, we dunned on this question. The Gemara went back and forth on this very question. And what do we do today? Or what are we going to do today? Same thing. We're going to be addressing this question. Now, yesterday we were treated to a number of opinions amongst the Amoraim. So first the question was posed to Rabbi Yanai. No, let me say it correctly. Yesterday, first the question was posed to Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Ami said, I don't know. Okay, it's a good question. I don't know. Then the question was posed to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha cited a Mishnah, a Braisa, a Memra, either way. And he thinks that it's totally heter, that the new growth is considered a totally new entity. So, and then the Gemara quoted cited two more opinions, Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan. So both Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan were of the position that the growth that comes off it is going to be usher. Meaning if what you planted is going to be usher, the growth that comes off of it is going to be usher as well. Okay. So, so far we're in the middle of a discussion / machlokas, and we continue. So we're going to be on the very bottom. Just one point, which will become obvious, was obvious yesterday, is going to become obvious again today as well. And that is that this whole discussion, that growth that comes off of a seed that was planted in the ground is only if the seed that we planted is something which ain't zarukala. It doesn't decompose. Meaning, if I take a seed that has some sort of status to it, itch, vias, or whatever iser it is, and I take it and plant it in the ground, and it decomposes, and you have something that grows anew, so then there's no discussion. That which is new is totally new. In other words, panim chadoshos ba'olakan, we certainly have a new entity. That's not open for discussion. The discussion is only going to be when we're talking about in zarokala, that the seed that you put in the ground is something that doesn't decompose, i.e. onions. So you take an onion and you plant it in the ground, so what happens is that the original onion doesn't decompose, but rather new growth comes off of the onion. That's the entire discussion. In other words, this entire discussion that we had yesterday that we're going to continue having today is all going to be talking about a case of in zarokala. Good. That's an important point. The Gemara made that clear yesterday. It will become clear again today. With all that stated, Elamin Adad Detanya, so we are now on the very bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. And so what we're going to do is just continue litigating this very question. And it comes from a brayser. Rabbi Shimon Omer, we're on the very top of Nun Ches Amud Aleph, called Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So something that falls under the category of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Reminder, recall, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is anything that is currently aser, but is going to become mutter in the near future. And you don't have to do much in order to make it mutter. It'll become mutter pretty much on its own. So the classic case of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is the egg which is laid on Yontif. An egg laid on Yontif is going to be aser, but only on Yontif. After Yontif, the egg is going to be mutter. Okay, this is what's called nolad. And so what do we learn in the beginning of the Masechta of Beitza? Is that if I have this egg and gets mixed in with 1,000 other eggs, so the egg on Yontif itself is going to be aser. The tarovis of this egg with other eggs are also going to be aser. Normally we say bittel, not by Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Meaning all we need to do is now wait till after Yontif is over, and now the egg which is aser is going to become mutter. And Rashi's explanation is, Asher tochlenu be'iser tochlenu beheter. Why rely on bittel? If we know it's going to become mutter after Yontif, so we don't have to eat it now in a state of bittel, relying on bittel, but rather we could just wait till after Yontif. Everything's going to be mutter after Yontif. This is what's called Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. The idea of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is that it blocks bittel. Now the explanation that I just gave for Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is Rashi's explanation in Beitza. It happens to be that the Ran famously, we did this just a couple days ago in Daf Nun Beis. So the Ran famously gives his own understanding of why Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin blocks bittel. See the Ran from 5 days ago here in our Masechta for a original understanding of why it is. But for our purposes right now, I just said it over like Rashi. It's a simple explanation. So anyway, so what else falls under the category of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Happens to be that there are a number of examples agriculturally. Kigon, Tevel HaMaiser, Sheni VeHektish VeChadash. So four examples given. Let's go over each one of them. Number one, Tevel. So Tevel, of course, is any produce that's not tithed. So in other words, by Tevel, so I took the produce, harvested, we put it into a pile, and so we've gone through the Gemar Malacha, now it's Tevel. As Tevel, so what does that mean? You can't eat any of it until you're Mafish Shumos HaMaisos. So being Mafish Shumos HaMaisos now allows you to eat the remainder. So that's called Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, meaning currently right now it's Aser, but in just a little bit, it's going to become Mutter. Now, I say currently a little bit, by the way, you don't have to, it's not just a function of waiting. Over here, you also have to actively take off Shumos HaMaisos. So, this really should fall under the category of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So what the Ran suggests is that yes, because taking off Shumos HaMaisos is something that you should be doing, meaning it's a mitzvah. So it does fall under the category of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, because it's going to become mutter in the near future. That is number one. Number two and three is Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh. So Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh is also considered Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Why? Because by both of them, you could be podeh. You could just simply redeem it. In other words, currently it's in a state of Iser, but when you redeem it, it's going to be mutter. Okay. So that also falls under the category of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Right. Once I gave the classic example of the egg, you look at these cases over here, they're not exactly the same. Correct. Good. I made the same observation. I think it's excellent. And Chadash. Now, what do we know regarding Chadash? So Chadash is any grains that grew over the course of the year before Pesach, meaning just a little bit of agriculture. And then when I say, I'm going to be sharing with you information, this is about as much as I know. So it's not like I have a wellspring of information over here. And I'm just, you know, I'm sharing with you a little bit, and I'm sharing with you right now a lot. And that is that wheat grows over the winter. So the wheat produce is planted in the late fall, grows over the winter, and harvested in the early spring. Good. And what does the Torah say? The Torah says that all that wheat that's harvested in the early spring, you're not allowed to eat. In other words, you didn't do anything. You did everything correctly. You're not allowed to eat that grain. Those grains have the status of being chadash. Those are considered new grains. In other words, it's both a adjective describing the grain, and it also happens to be a status. Chadash is aser min haTorah. And when does it become mutter? And the answer is very simple. Second day of Pesach. So second day of Pesach, so we're going to be bringing a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. It's called the Karban HaOmer. And with the bringing of the Karban HaOmer, so now all grains that grew over the past year are now going to become mutter. Okay, so over here, Chadash happens to look like a perfect example of a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Currently, right now, it's aser, and all we need to do is wait. Once the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash offers the Karban HaOmer in the second day of Pesach, it's going to be mutter. Good. So those are four examples of a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So lo nasabem chachamim shir. So now it gets mixed up with other things. What's the halacha? No bittel. In other words, exactly. by Davar Sheishal Matirin, so it blocks Bittul, and so therefore a Tarovus of any of these items with other items, so there is never going to be Bittul. Okay, now I don't want to complicate and confuse because, as you can see, we're going through a lot of information over here, but I'll just mention it. If you appreciate it, great. And that is, as Adaran points out over here, that's true when it's a mixture of Tarovus Amin Bimino. If it's a Tarovus Amin B'She'ino Mino, so then there's going to be Bittul, will be Bittul B'Shishim. And the Ran points out that if you go back to what I said back on Nun Beis, and my understanding of Davar Sheishal Matirin, so then you will understand why there should be such a distinction of Amin Bimino versus Amin B'She'ino Mino. Okay. And that may be that's a lot of information as it is. But either way, let's go back to the Braisa. Let's just focus on the main point that we're trying to get to. V'chol Davar She'ein Lo Matirin. Now, if it's something which is Ein Lo Heter, meaning basically a standard Isser, where it's Usser now, it's going to be Usser later. In other words, it's going to remain Usser. And so what do we know when it comes to Isser in general? Subject to Bittul. In other words, when you have a Tarovus of Isser v'Heter, and you have more Heter than you have Isser, so then it's going to be subject to Bittul. How much Heter do I need? Depends what we're talking about. If it's a min bimino of a davar yavesh, so then you only need rov. You only need two. You only need a ratio of 2-1. If it's truma, you need 100-1. If it's arla, you need 200-1. Okay. So in other words, the numbers depends on what the isser is. But when you're talking about a standard isser and you have a tarovus, it's going to be bittul. V'chol davar she'ein lo matirin kigon truma. So let's just give a handful of examples of agriculture that is not a davar she'ein lo matirin. So number one is going to be truma, of course, that you were mafresh first and to give to the kohen. Any non-kohen is not allowed to eat truma, and there's no heter for truma. It's not redeemable. Number two, truma's meiser. Same story with meiserisha that you give to the levi, and of that he's now going to be taking 10% and giving it to the kohen. This is what's called truma's meiser. So truma's meiser has the same status as truma. Chala, so that's the portion of the dough given over to the kohanim. Nowadays we're mafresh challah, but we don't give it to the kohen, we burn it. Okay, for a host of reasons why, and I'm not going to go through them right now. But anyway, but the challah that back in the day was given to the kohen, challah had the same status as truma, which means that any non-kohen to eat that challah, subject to the isser. So the arla, and arla, any fruit that comes off of a tree in the first 3 years, so that's going to be isser. And once again, it's an isser olami. So it's a long-lasting isser. And klai karim, anything planted in a vineyard, any non-grapes, non-vines planted in a vineyard. So you have a mixture now of grapes and other produce growing in the same field. So that's what's called klai karim. So nasim b'em chachamim shir. So for that, there's a shir, meaning that as long as you have the correct ratio. Now the Ran points out over here, the ratio is going to depend on what the isser is. But as long as you have the correct ratio, then it's subject to bittul. Okay, after all said and done, by the way, can I just quickly summarize what we just learned together in the Braisa? It's not relevant to our discussion yet. In other words, the next part of the Braisa is, but basically, here's what we learned in the Braisa. If it's an Isser, which is Davar She'ein Lo Matirin, never subject to Bittul. If it's an Isser where it's where Ein Lo Matirin, it is subject to Bittul. Okay, in a sentence, that's what we just said in the Braisa. It just happened to be that we gave a number of examples on each side, and so fine. There's a lot more information, but that's basically what we learned. Amru lo. Okay, good. So they said to Rabbi Shimon, so that's Rabbi Shimon's point. Good. And so far, pretty straightforward. So Amru lo valo shvias ein lamatirin. So they say to him, now shvias. So shvias is ein lamatirin. And velo natnu ba chachamim shir. And meanwhile, the chachamim didn't give it a shir, did not. So Ashvias Osiris Kol Shehu Bimina. So and Shvias is Osiris B'Chol Shehu. So in other words, if I pair Shvias and it gets mixed in with other things, so is there going to be Bittul? Never. Now, Shvias falls under what category? So Shvias falls under the category of Ein Lo Matirin, meaning once you have pair Shvias, it will have the status of Shvias forever, in perpetuity. There's never going to be a point where the Shvias is going to become Mutter. And yet, the Chachamim said that it's Oser B'Mashu, meaning it's not subject to Bittul. So hopefully everyone's following. The point is that when it comes to Perishvias, it's Ein Lo Matirin. In other words, it's a standard Isser, never going to become Mutter, and it's not subject to Bittul. So now all the Chachamim are doing is turning to Rabbi Shimon and saying, your rule, I found a rule breaker, and that's Shvias. So Amar Lehen, so his response is, Afani Lo Amati Ala Labir. So his response is that no, if we're talking about if we're talking about beer, so then you're right, ain la shir. But if we're talking about la achila, so then there's going to be bittul. Okay. Now this needs a little bit more explanation. What do we mean when we're talking about beer versus achila? So when we say beer, what we mean is the following. So we know that Peres Shviyas has the halach of beer. What's the halach of beer? I touched on it yesterday. We get to repeat again today. And that is that any fruit that grows over the Shemitah year is going to have Kedusha Shviyas. And now what? Now the halach is that we must eat it. You can't do anything else with the Peres Shviyas. You can't make commercial activity out of it. You can't sell it. You can't do anything other than eat it. La'achla v'lo l'schora. So you have to eat Peres Shviyas. But then on top of that, there's another halacha. And that is that at a certain point in the year, so it needs to be destroyed. Now, I'm using the word destroyed, but I'm using it loosely. Because once it's no longer out in the field, meaning once it's out of season, so then the halacha is that the Peres Shviyas have to undergo what's called biur. So, and biur, at its simplest level, simply means that the fruit has to be destroyed. Okay, it is a machlokus rishonim exactly what to do in order to achieve bior. And when I say to destroy it, that really does not reflect everyone's position and everyone's opinion. But for our purposes right now, let's just simply say to destroy it. Good. So now, lo amarti ala bior. So when it comes to bior, that's what I was talking about. That's what I was describing. So what Rabbi Shimon is effectively saying is that if we're talking about where the Peres Shviyas gets mixed in with other produce, so now we know that we're on the clock, meaning because the Peres Shviyas have to be eaten within a certain time. The other produce do not have to be eaten within a certain time. So now what? So now what Rabbi Shimon is arguing is under such a circumstance, there is no bittul. Now, why not? Because what you could do right now is you can eat it. This is similar to Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Now, I say similar, by the way, because that's what the Ran says. It's not exactly the same. Right? Davar Sheish L'Matir means that currently it's us, and now it's going to be mutter later. Over here, it's kind of like the opposite. It's like the inverted version. It's currently mutter to eat it now, and once we get to Shas Bir, you're not allowed to eat it. But the point is that you could eat it now. And you could eat it now in a state of Heter. And so therefore, since it is edible currently, so therefore, there's not going to be bittul. Okay, it's kiddav sheish lamatirin. It's similar to the concept. And that's why there's not going to be subject to bittul. But if we're now in a post-beer state where the Peres Shviyas are mamish aser with no opportunity for it to become mutter, so then it's going to be subject to bittul. Okay, that was the back and forth between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. So in this long brisa that we just went through, so here's what happened, okay? Because I know there's a lot of information. It's a little bit complicated, but here's basically what happened. Rabbi Shimon laid out, here's the map. If it's a davar sheish lo matirin, it's never subject to bittul. If it's a davar she'in lo matirin, so then it's eligible for bittul. Good. And then what he did is he just simply categorically went through, here are the agricultural yisurim that belong in the first category, and here are the agricultural yisurim that belong in the second category. Perfect. And what the Chachamim said is, what about Shemitah? Peres Shviyas, which seems to be a davar she'in lo matirin, and meanwhile, it's not subject to bittul. So it doesn't fit in your rules. It's a rule breaker. And Rabbi Shimon's counter argument is, no, when we're talking about Shviyas, we're only talking about before beer, and before beer, it's like davar she'in lo matirin, and that's why it's not subject to bittul. Okay, that was the whole back and forth in the Braisa. So far, so good. Now the only question becomes is what does this have anything to do with our discussion over here? So here we need the Ran, right? Without the Ran, it's a little bit challenging to understand like why this becomes part of our discussion. Again, reminder: what's our discussion? What we're discussing is what happens when I take a bulb, put into the ground like an onion, and put into the ground and it grows. And how do we view the new growth? Do we view the new growth as just simply extension of the original? If the original is Usr, the growth is Usr. Or do we view the new growth as a Parim Chadashos, as a totally new entity? That's our discussion. So what do we have? What does this have anything to do with what we're discussing? So if you take a look at the Ran over here, so Hashvius, the Ran that I'm citing, right? There are a number of interesting Rans over here, but the one I'm just saying pshat in the Gemara. meaning right now we're just navigating through simple pshat of the Gemara. The Ran writes, Tashvias Osares Bechol Shehu Bimina. If you want to follow me in the Ran inside, it's about a dozen lines from the top. Right? I started from the Dibra Maschol. So Ashvias Osares Bechol Shehu Bimina, Bein Betarov, it's Peros Hetter Bechol Shvias. In other words, one case of the Peros Shvias would just simply be a simple Tarovis. In other words, we took the Shvias produce, we took it off the trees, and it got mixed in with others. That's one example. But another example, Bein Begidulan Kigon Batzel Shishis, Shenata Bishvias. Another example would be the following. I took an onion from year 6. Obviously, that's Heter Gamor. I replanted it in the ground in year number 7. And what happened? Growth. Growth occurred from it. So now, perfect. So now what do I have over here? That's exactly the point. What I have over here now is a tarovis. I have a mixture. What's the mixture? The original bulb is mutter. The growth that comes out of it, because it's growing now during the 7th year, is going to be isser. Isser meaning it has kedusha shvias. But we're going to call it isser. So even in such a situation, that's what we're litigating as well. And since we're litigating a case where I have a 6-year onion replanted in the ground the 7th year, and the new growth that's coming off of it now is going to have the status of 7th year growth. So now, even that's under our discussion. So the question becomes, what do I say regarding growth of the onion? Do I view it as just simply an extension? Do I view it as a new entity? Sounds like over here it's viewed as a new entity. So the Gemara says, V'dilma hanami l'chomer shani. So the Gemara says, okay, here's what I would tell you. What I would tell you is that really fundamentally, when I have new growth coming off of the original, so I would say that it has the same status. That's what I would normally say. Meaning that fundamentally, the 6-year onion planted in the ground, the growth that comes off it is going to be have the status of 6-year, which means it's heter. That's what I would say fundamentally. But over here in the Braisa, the reason why the Braisa tells us that the new growth during the 7th year is going to have the 7th year status is because over here we're just saying it as a chomra. It's just a chomra. Meaning to be machmir, so for that we're going to say that the new growth is going to have a different status. Okay. But in other words, but the fundamental halacha is that the new growth is like the original. Okay. And then what I'm going to bypass over here, so if you remember yesterday's daf, the Gemara also challenged and also gave the same answer that as a chumra, we would say differently, and it doesn't affect the fundamental halacha. So the Ran points out over here that the Gemara, even though today gave the same answer that it gave yesterday, so there's a reason why the Gemara thought that this would be a better challenge. And see the Ran inside, who goes over exactly why he thought that the Gemara over here presents what would be a better challenge. Anyway, Elamin Ada Pashta. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Okay, good. So that was another round. So here we go with even another round. So what we're going to do again is try to establish. I take an onion bulb. I put it into the ground. New growth comes off of it. How do we view the new growth? What's the status of the new growth? So the Gemara here quotes a Mishnah. Mishnah from Shvius, Betzalm Shiyadu Aleim Gishamim Betzamchu. So, if I have onions that went into the ground, and someach, and it got rained on, and now new growth is coming off of it, Imhayu Alan Shalem Shkarim Asurim, Hariku Mutarim. So now take a look at the leaves. Are the leaves black, or are the leaves green? And if the leaves are black, it's going to be Asur. And if the leaves are green, so then it's going to be Mutar. Okay, now we all need a little bit of help over here. Okay, what do we care what color the leaves are? Okay, so what happened over here is the following. So we took 6-year onions and we planted in the ground during the 7th year. So if the leaves are black, it's going to be aser. So black over here, the Ran says, first of all, doesn't mean black. It just simply means darker. So then it's going to be aser, because that would indicate that was caused by the ground, meaning the ground caused that growth. And again, what kind of ground are we talking about? 7th year ground. So then it's going to be aser, meaning that's shvius. However, if they're green, so then it did not come as a result of the ground. That simply came as a result of the onion. the onion under discussion was a 6-year onion, and so therefore it's going to be mutter. Good. So that is a Mishnah. So Asur Marika Mutarm. Rabbi Chaninim and Atignas Armi Michom Li Talish Ba'alan Shalahen. Asurin Uchenegd Alamotse Shvias Mutarim. So the if I can pull it out by its leaf, so then it's going to be Asur. And then alternatively, if I did the same thing, meaning if I took 7th year onions and I put it into the ground and I can pull it out by its leaf, so then it's going to be Mutar. Okay. I know this is a lot of agricultural halacha and, right, things that I speak for myself, know very little about, right, about the coloration of the leaves that come off of the bulb of the onion that was planted in the ground. Anyway, for our purposes right now, again, we could just focus on how do you view the new growth? And over here, what did we just learn together? So what we just learned together is that when we're talking about new growth, so new growth is going to be the status of And not the status of the original. Meaning whatever the original was, the new growth is going to have a new status to it. So, lemamer digedule heter malan esa iser. And so what happened over here? I took an onion, I put it in the ground, and I have the new growth coming off of it. Okay, so again, exactly how do I measure when the new growth is a result of the ground? The question of whether the leaves, what color the leaves are, whether or not the leaves are so strong that I can pull out the onion from using the leaves, whatever the barometer is. That's not the part that, you know, we should all be focusing on. What we should be focusing on is, the fact of the matter is that new growth is going to have the status of whatever year it is. So in other words, if I took a 6-year onion, put it into the ground, 7th year, that new growth is going to have Shemitah status. Huh. That means that the new growth is going to be, is going to be considered Panim Chadashos, a new entity. Conversely, if I took a 7th year onion, I put into the ground and I have new growth. So what is that new growth going to be? That new growth is going to be 8th year, which means that the new growth is not the same as the original. And on top of that, if I have more new growth than I had the original, then we could say bittul. Okay. So what comes out over here is that I have new growth. It doesn't have the same status as the original. That's what it sounds like over here. And again, this seems to answer our question. The Gemara says, v'dima b'meduchanim. The Gemara gives an answer. It's a docha, it's a forced answer, but still, it's an answer. Maybe the case under discussion, maybe that Mishnah under review is talking about where we replanted the onion bulb in the ground. Here's what we did. We mashed up the onion bulb. Okay? Basically, we made onion salad. We mashed up the onion bulb, we put it back into the ground. Maybe that's the case under discussion. And why should that matter? Why should that be significant? Because, as we pointed out in the beginning of today's shiur, as we said over yesterday as well, our entire discussion of whether or not the new growth is going to retain the status of the original is because the original is still there, right? Zaro eino kala. It's only because the original is still there, so then we can have this discussion of the new growth either being an extension of the original or being something new. However, if the seed decomposes, so then there is nothing to discuss. Once the seed decomposes, we do not view the original, we view the new growth as new growth. And so over here, what we're trying to argue now is that whole Mishnah that we just learned is talking about where the onion was crushed up. Since the onion was crushed up, it's like the seed is decomposed. Again, the Mishnah doesn't say that, but we're force feeding that into the Mishnah so that the Mishnah no longer serves as a proof. Elamin adad etanya, so good. So now we're on the Amud Beis of today's daf. So the Gemara says, how about the following? Amenachish emakusi bechasayos. So let's say the following, and that is that you're weeding together with a kusi. Okay? So you're out in the field together with a kusi. We all know the kusi is a Jew. But in other words, in some areas in halacha, just simply not that observant. Okay? There's a whole history with the kusi, and on another occasion, we'll go through the whole history. I'm not going to go through it now. But anyway, good. It just, in other words, it's a Jew who is who's not phenomenal in terms of his observance. Okay, good. So, and you and him now are weeding together, and you're weeding chasayos. Okay, what are chasayos? So we could just simply say they're onions. Okay, good. Let's just keep it like that. And you're out in the field and you're weeding, and now as you're weeding, so in other words, you pull out an onion. Delicious. So can you eat the onion? Yeah, sure. So ochel mehem achilas arai, ume asrin vaday. So what you could do is that you can eat them as a snack, and you're going to have to take off Maiser. Meaning, once it's Koveh, you're going to have to take off Maiser. Okay, so just this is not the part that we are focusing on, but as long as we're here, so just let's go over some basic halachas. Okay, in other words, anything that grows in the ground in Eretz Yisrael, so you're going to have to take off Trumas and Maisos. But that's not, that doesn't really give the full picture. Meaning that when it grows from the ground in Eretz Yisrael, so it doesn't automatically become Tevel. In other words, what you have to do is that you have to harvest it, you have to put it in a pile, you have to level off the top of the pile. You now have digun, you have it now amassed together, you know how much you have, then and only then does it become tevel. At which point in time you're not allowed to eat it until you're mafish shumas and maizos. Good. So the gemar malacha is when it becomes tevel. Before the gemar malacha, what can you do? You can eat it. But what the chachamim don't want you to do is to sit down and eat it like in an established manner. So what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to snack. This is what's called achilas arai. Good. So in other words, when you're out there in the garden and you're gardening, and it happens to be that right now you picked up something that looks delicious, so in Eretz Yisrael, you can eat it, no problem. In other words, it's achilas arai, and it's kodem gemar malacha. Okay. Now over here, what is this, a Mishnah, Braisa? So Tosefta. Okay. So what the Tosefta just taught us is the following. That when you, here's the thing that you don't have to worry about. Maybe here's what the kusi did. Maybe the kusi, the onions that were planted in the ground, maybe they came from the kusi's produce. And what he did was that he already harvested the onions earlier. He put them into a pile. He made a digun. He made a gemar malach out of it, and then he replanted in the ground. Now, if that in fact is what happened, so then the onions would be tevel, and then for you to pick it out of the ground and to eat it, you may be eating tevel. What the Bryce is telling us is, don't worry about that. Meaning that the chances of that happening are unlikely. Okay. And then, if you take a whole collection of these onions and put them together and make a pile out of them, so you have to take off Trumas and Maisos. Okay. Good. That's the first part of the Bryce. Again, that's important. Not really relevant to our discussion. So, Achilas Sarai Masim Vaday. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Amar Yisrael Chashal Al Shvius. So, Lamotze Shvius Motor. Okay. Let's say you have a Jew who's just simply not careful about his Shemitah observance. Okay. So, in other words, and people know that. Meaning, he's Chashal Al Shvius. Obviously, everyone starts off with a Cheskes Kashrus, right? We're going to assume the best in everybody. But it happens to be that we know this particular individual, we know he's not careful. Okay. And so, so the onion bulbs in his field, so as long as they are replanted in the eighth year, you're good. So now we know that he probably took seventh year bulbs, replanted in the eighth year, but the Braisa says that's fine. So lemotzei shvius mutter. So now why is it fine? So presumably here's why it's okay. Because the bulbs that he took from the seventh year, that he replanted in the eighth year, so it's going to have new growth. Now, the new growth is going to have the status of what? It's going to have eighth-year status. Eighth-year status is heter. And we're going to assume that there's a lot more growth than there is of the original. So now there's not only is the new growth going to be heter, but there'll be so much more new growth than there was the original. So then there's going to be bittel. Good. So what have we just concluded? That when I have new growth coming off of the original, and again, the original is an onion which didn't decompose, so, but as long as I have new growth coming, the new growth is going to be a new entity. That's what we just learned together. Good. And now, it sounds like we have an excellent proof. So, lemmer, the gedulei heter malin esayeser. So, good. So, that's what the Gemara now suggests. V'dilma b'davish etzara kala. So, the Gemara tries its answers that we tried earlier. Maybe we're not talking about onions. Maybe we're talking about a seed that doesn't decompose. So Atanya Elohim Chasais Kegon Aluf Hashem Va'Abed Salim. So the Gemara says, nice try, but that's not true. It's not right. Meaning the word that's used in the Brisa is Chasayos, and we know Chasayos are onions, garlic. In other words, seeds that don't decompose. Okay. V'dimma b'meduchanim. So the Gemara says, how about this? How about maybe what we did is we crushed the onion up, and then we replanted it into the ground, which we just said would be then everyone would agree that the new growth is not like the original. So the Gemara says, Chashal al shvius ketani. So the Gemara says, no, because consider who we're talking about. We're talking about somebody who's not careful about the laws of Shemitah. So in other words, for such an individual, it doesn't bother him that he took an onion whole that is that has Kedusha Shvius and replanted in the ground. It won't bother him. Obviously, the point over here is that the onion went back into the ground whole. It wasn't crushed. So the Gemara says, V'dumma b'tar rovis. So the Gemara says, okay, but maybe when we talk about the consumption of onions, maybe we're talking about only after it got mixed up with other onions. Maybe then. So the Gemara says, no, hamenachish katani. Gemara says, no, again, go back to the Braisa. Look at the Braisa. The Braisa is talking about where me and the Kusi are weeding together in the field. Meaning what? Meaning we're going through the field, right, pulling out all the weeds, and I come across a beautiful onion. In other words, it didn't get mixed up with others. I'm eating this onion by itself. Okay, so the Gemara says, fine. So after multiple attempts to try to dissuade us from concluding, the Gemara says, look, we have nothing left to do but conclude. And what is our conclusion? It's pretty clear. In other words, when I take something that is zara in a kala, I take a bulb like an onion, and I plant it into the ground, replant it into the ground, and new growth comes off of it, and I did so, in other words, the example, the principal example, seventh year fruit, replant it into the ground. And I say fruit, by the way, I'm talking really not fruit, I'm talking now about an onion. But seventh year onion, replant it in the ground, and new growth comes off of it during the eighth year, that new growth is going to have the status of eighth year. It does not have the status of the original. It has a new status. And so therefore, we were poshate our question that we asked yesterday. That now we're here on the second day of litigation. And sounds like we have a very clear answer. The new growth is panim chadashos.
But doesn't it go against Rabbi Yochanan?
Ah, that's the Gemara's very next question. That was wonderful. What a setup. So the, so lema tahave tuyufta de Rabbi Yochanan and de Rabbi Yonasan. So the Gemara says, okay, so now that we've concluded, so now we have to go back to yesterday's daf, and let's review. So in yesterday's daf, when the question was asked, so Rabbi Yana gave an answer. So again, I'm not right. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha gave an answer. Okay, there we go. And he said exactly what we just concluded. But if you remember yesterday's daf, at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara pointed out that there were two positions, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan were both of the position that the new growth is like the original. If the original is usher, the new growth is going to be usher as well. And lema, so now, as I go back to yesterday's daf, and we're approaching the end of today's daf, it sounds like our conclusion today is going against Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan. And don't tell me they didn't know about this Mishnah. So lema te'avet yufta de Rav Yochanan de Rav Yonasan. So I'm a Rabbi Yitzchak Shanya Shvius, Hovi Surai de Karka, okay. So the Gemara says like this. Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan both knew our Braisa. And what they'll tell you is the following. You cannot compare the Isser of Shemitah with any of the other Isserim. Why? Because when it comes to the Isser of Shemitah, so what creates Isser? What creates the Isser is the ground. Meaning, why is it that when I plant in the Shemitah year, it's going to be Isser? Because it's the seventh year. The ground during the seventh year is supposed to be laid fallow. We're not supposed to work it during the seventh year. And so therefore, when I take anything and plant in the seventh year, or even if I don't plant it, even if it grows on its own, still, in other words, what the ground now is producing is peros shvius. It's fruit of the seventh year, meaning it's the ground that creates the Isser. So what Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan will tell you is the following. So because when it comes to Shemitah, since the ground produces the Isser, so now what? The ground can produce the Heter. Meaning if I took the bulb of an onion that came out during the seventh year and replanted it in the eighth year, so since the Isser is created by the ground, now that I replant in the eighth year, so the new growth that comes during the eighth year, the ground is going to create Heter. Ground creates Isser, ground creates Heter. Now, here's the tricky part, and this requires a little bit of thought. As opposed to all the other agricultural halachas. When it comes to all the other agricultural halachas, it's not the ground creating the Isser. That's interesting. Did I hear what I just said? Did you hear what I just said? When it comes to other agricultural halachas, so the ground does not produce the Isser. If we're talking about agricultural halachas, doesn't that by definition mean the ground is producing the Isser? So what the Ron argues over here is no, it's not. So the look at the Ron inside. I'm reading it inside. So you can find me basically towards the bottom, Dibra Maskal Shanya, Shanya Shvias Hov Yisrael Yidei Karka, Kedichsiv, Shafta Ha'aretz, Beteota Al Yidei Karka. Okay, in other words, when the Torah introduces us to Shvias, it says, Veshafta Ha'aretz. The ground has to take a break. So, Masha Ein Kein Arla, but as opposed to Arla, meaning by Arla, what is producing the Isser? The Ran writes, Chisarn Zman Garam La, Isura. By our law, it's just simply it's premature. It's not a function of the ground. In other words, right now, we didn't wait long enough. In other words, it's going to be the same tree just 3 years later. So in other words, that's a chisaron zman, and that is what creates an isser of our law. Kalaim nami, tarovasu de kagarim. Now when it comes to kalaim, so what creates the isser? The ground creates the isser? No. The fact that I made an admixture. I took two different seeds, put them in the same ground together. That produces the Isser. Meaning, what else, what other agricultural halacha is it going to just simply be a function of the ground? It's only Shvias. It's such an interesting idea. So anyway, so the Gemara says like this, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yonasan will tell you, when it comes to Peres Shvias, so that's a rule breaker. Meaning there I can hear the argument that because the ground creates the Isser, the ground's also going to create the Heter. I take my seventh year bulb, plant in the eighth year, and I have new growth coming off of it. Under those circumstances, in a chinami. So yeah, you're right. So then the new growth is going to have eighth year status. Because when it comes to shvius, it's all a function of the ground. The bulb when planted, when coming out of the ground the seventh year, that's asar. The new growth plant that was grown during the eighth year, that's going to be heter. But when it comes to everything else, so then it's not a function of the ground. And therefore, new growth is going to be usser. Okay. This is where we're going to stop tomorrow. We're going to continue. In other words, we're going to have one more day of this discussion. Okay. just one more day. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Right here in the Darim, we spent three consecutive days on an agricultural halachas. Okay. Fantastic. But let's review. Let's recap. It's a relatively easy daf to review. Okay. Because it's one question and with a limited answer. The question is, how do I view new growth? I take a seed that doesn't decompose, I put it into the ground, and the seed is usser, so how is that new growth? Is that new growth going to be heter, or is it going to be isser? So good, that's the question. Yesterday's daf, Amoraim, all took positions on it. Both Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan says that if the original is usser, the growth is going to be usser as well. In today's daf, seems like our conclusion is not that way. From today's daf, it seems like when I take a seventh year produce, which is isser, that's peres shvius, and I put it into the ground in the eighth year, new growth comes off of it. So today our conclusion is the new growth is going to be heter. Moreover, if I have the new growth, and by the way, this is a real summary of the daf, meaning I'm not going through every case. I'm just simply going over the conclusion. So, and the new growth is going to be heter. Moreover, if the new growth is exceeding, if it's greater than the original, so then it's going to be bittul. Good. That's our conclusion today's daf. Of course, the question that we ended off today with is, you go back to yesterday, Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan, how are they going to defend their position? The defense of their position is, when we said it today, that's only as it relates to Shvias. Because by Shvias, the ground causes the Isser, the ground causes Heter. But when it comes to any other agricultural halacha, that's not what we're going to say. We're going to say that once the Isser goes into the ground, new growth comes off, the new growth will be like the original. Okay.